Hey there, beautiful souls. Welcome back to another episode of Real, Raw, Relevant. I'm your host, Alicia Eads, and today we're talking about a battle that's more important than any other, a relentless daily fight that has the power to define the rest of your life. That's right, the fight for your future. Let's get into it. In life, we often think about our future as something that we plan, and sometimes it just happens. We assume that if we work hard and do the right things, it would unfold beautifully in this neat, predictable way. So we assume, so we think. But the real, raw truth is that your future is not something that you're entitled to. It's a prize. It's something you have to actively fight for every single day. The fight isn't against external enemies. You're up against enemies, but you're up against some serious forces daily that's looking to derail you, distract you, have you doubt yourself. So many negative influences. And then there's the comfort zone. That comfort zone, it holds you back from your true potential. So this episode isn't about aggression. It's about being strategic, being courageous, and deeply personally fighting to build the life that you truly want to live. You're fighting for your future. You're fighting to make a difference. You're fighting to change the narrative. So we're going to explore that more. We're going to get real, and we're going to get into some things about just simply breaking down the key battles in this fight. We're going to discuss the mental and emotional armor that you need to wear daily and go over some relevant strategies to help you stay in the ring and come out victorious on top. So this is a conversation about resilience. We're talking about purpose, dedication, and commitment. It's a fight. It's a fight for your future. And, you know, it's a daily thing. It's an ongoing battle. So let's get into some things on how to focus on committing to building your own destiny. The fight for your future, it's not a single event. It's something that you do daily. You know, there's so many different things that get in your way. Let's talk about procrastination. That procrastination monster, that's a big one. That's the enemy that promises you have time to reset at the expense of your dreams later. It tells you that you can wait, you got some time, and it gives you that perfect motivation or a sign from the universe. It's the greatest weapon, and it's a false sense of security. That's why most people procrastinate. It's okay. It's real, raw, relevant, and we are being honest. If you procrastinated about something, you know the reason. You know you've had that level of false hope that you got time. You have so much time to get it done. And then you end up doing things at the last minute, which is at expense of your dreams later. So one of the things that you want to do when you're thinking about your future, when you're thinking about your destiny, is work on that procrastination monster. Instead of telling yourself, I'll do this later, you need to tell yourself, I'm doing this right now. Right now. So another thing is the comfort zone. This is the opponent. It's seductive and it's so familiar. It tells you that safety is more important than growth, and that, you know, a good enough life is better than a great one. You're okay with just living a good, decent life. And it really keeps you from taking risks and exploring your full potential. So instead of thinking bigger and thinking about something larger that you can accomplish, you think in a narrow-minded way that you're just comfortable with the way life is. It's not the best, but it's still a good life. That, my friend, is the comfort zone, and that is your opponent. You have to recognize it and understand it and dream bigger. Don't get content. Don't be comfortable. There's a fight for your future and a fight for a better you. And there's also this demon. Yes, yes, yes. This demon, the comparison demon. And it lurks you in. We know about this on social media and in conversations. You're constantly comparing yourself. And there's, you know, the little whispers that start to creep in and tell you that you are not as far along as others because you're looking outward and you're not thinking of, you know, your hard work that you put in. And this is why we say this all the time on Real Raw and Relevant Podcast. You have to stay in your lane. It's so imperative that you stay in your lane and don't even go there with the comparison game. And what you do when you compare yourself to others, it makes you feel inadequate. It makes you feel unworthy. And most importantly, it steals your joy by forcing you to measure your journey and your life against someone else's life. You are more than that. You are exactly where you need to be on your course, doing what you need to do to fight for your future. So always keep that in mind. I think we are uncovering some grounds here. We are getting into it. So I want to get into one of the biggest, most, you know, this is your biggest enemy, the negative inner critic. This is the most insidious enemy of them all. It's that voice in your head that says, you can't do it. You're not good enough. You're never going to accomplish anything and you're going to fail. This is the only opponent that can truly defeat you if you let it. That negative inner critic that tells you you're not good enough, you're not going to measure up. I'm here to tell you to speak positivity into your life, to manifest your best future, and most importantly, to put in the work so that you can see the results of what you're speaking, what you're manifesting into your life. It's time to speak against those negative things, those negative inner critics, that voice that tells you you can't do it. I'm here to tell you, yes, you can, and you got this. And most importantly, you need to tell yourself that and speak against your own inner critic. We all know what our inner critic is. My inner critic may speak a little differently from yours. We all have that inner critic. So it's time. The time is now to speak that positivity over your life, into your future. And most importantly, here's another one. The distractions. That's a distraction. In a world where you're always getting notifications, you're binge watching so many stories, so many shows, and you're just using your time where you can take that time and pour into perfecting your craft to be the better version of yourself. Taking that time to commit to yourself towards something more constructive. Because when you're taking your energy and you're putting it in so many places, it wears you down with, you know, your time, your level of consistency and energy that you put on those things. And you're looking left to right for what you need. But in all reality, you need to look inward. You need to look at yourself and say, what is one thing that I can work on to improve and polish and get better? Versus taking that energy and just placing it into so many areas and being distracted. So I want to take a deeper dive and just focus on your armor that you're going to put on, your weapons to fight against the distractions, the inner critic, the comparison. You don't have to fight these battles unarmed. So we are going to unpack some tools for you to fight for your future. The first thing that you need to fight for your future is a crystal clear vision. You can't accomplish anything if you don't know what you're fighting for, if you don't have your why. Your most powerful weapon is a clear picture of your future and what you are fighting for. What are you trying to accomplish? What is your why? What is something that you have to accomplish or something bad is going to happen if you keep doing the same thing? So what does it look like? How does it feel? What is this vision? It's not just a daydream. It's something that you can put forth action. It's your North Star. It's a powerful reminder of why you're in this fight. So here's another little gem, a little nugget. You have to be disciplined. You have to have discipline as your form of motivation. Motivation is fleeting. Discipline is what gets you up when you don't want to do it, when you're sick and tired and you don't have that energy. Discipline is what's going to push you in. Discipline is what's going to get you to the finish line. It's the armor that protects you from procrastination, and it helps you show up and be fully committed even when it's hard, and most importantly, even when you don't feel like it, when you're in your feels and you don't want to do it. That discipline is what's going to help you and give you the strength and the willpower to fight for your future. And here's another gem. You have to learn where to commit yourself and your time. And most importantly, you have to know how to say no and focus on where you're spending your most valuable energy and resources. Saying no to distractions, saying no to things that drain you, and anything that does not align crystal clear with your vision and your non-negotiables. That's what you're fighting for. And when you're fighting for your future, you definitely have to have a resilient mindset. When you get knocked down, and sometimes you will fall down, you have to have the ability to bounce back every single time. Frame those setbacks, frame those falls, not as failures, but as opportunities to get back up, to grow, and remind yourself that resilience is not about being invincible. It's about being unbreakable, baby. So you have to know, with this fight for your future and the fight for your goals and your dreams and all that you want to be, you have to have a resilient mindset. That's what's going to set you aside. That's what's going to give you that extra grit when things get tough. And you have to have a level of support, a supportive tribe. You don't have to fight this fight alone. Surround yourself with people who believe in you, believe in your vision, and will be right there alongside you, helping you push through your obstacles, your distractions, and getting focused. They are your allies, your cheerleaders, and your anchors when the battles feel overwhelming. So you have to be ready, you have to be resilient, and you have to be determined to fight for your future. Fight for what's yours. Fight for the difference that you want to see. Fight to be the better version of you, and have that radical self-compassion. You will have days when you want to give up. You will have days when you feel exhausted, but on those days, be kind to yourself, show yourself some love, rest up, recharge, and remind yourself that the fight for your future is a daily commitment. It's a daily practice. When it's hard, you don't feel like it, you have so much that's up against you, know that you're not perfect. You don't have to have a perfect performance, but you must keep fighting, you must keep going, and you must never give up when you're fighting for your future, when you're fighting for the future you. Keep your head in the game, put on your armor, and be strategic, and know what it is that you're fighting for. So when it gets tough, you have a crystal clear understanding on why you even started in the first place. So we all have that equal responsibility to fight for our future. No one else is going to do it for you. So you have that responsibility and that built-in accountability to fight for your future. Your future is not something that simply is going to happen. It's something that you have to create, protect, and fight for. Every dream you hold, every vision you carry, every goal you hope to achieve, that will be tested. When your back is up against the wall, life will throw you distractions. Life will give you disappointments, and it will definitely bring detours your way. Doubt will whisper that you're not enough. Fear will try to convince you to give up. But if you want the future you've envisioned, you must be willing to fight for it. You must be willing to roll up your sleeves and say, not today. I'm fighting for my future. The fight for your future It's not about fists or weapons. It's about resilience. It's about discipline. And most importantly, it's about faith, to believe in what you hope for and be certain of the things that you cannot see. It's about the inner battle between who you are today and who you are becoming. It's about refusing to settle for less than what you're capable of, for less than what you deserve. Even when giving up feels easier, it's about fighting for your future, a future that you've envisioned, that you've dreamed of. You must be willing to risk it all, to put it all on the line, to make those sacrifices. It's about putting it all on the line. How you respond to setbacks, whether you choose persistence over comfort. So this episode and this podcast today is an invitation for you to rise above excuses, silence the doubt, and take full ownership of your destiny. And just work on that resilient mindset of a fighter, the strategies to overcome adversity, and most importantly, the courage to keep pushing when the odds seem stacked against you and your back is against the wall and you feel like giving up. Understand your future is worth more than surrender. It is worth more than regret. It is worth every ounce of determination, sweat, and faith you can give. You were not born to just exist. You were born to build. You were born to conquer, and you were born to rise up against adversity. The fight for your future, it begins now. It begins today. Ask yourself this question. Are you ready to step into the ring and claim what's already inside of you? You are a champion. You are a champion, and now is the time to fight. To fight for your future that you envisioned for yourself. Those dreams, those hopes, those desires for your life. You need to fight with every ounce of courage, with every ounce of resilience, with every ounce of discipline, with every ounce of faith. It's about the inner battle. It's about showing up and fighting and being determined to win for the greater good. The fight for your future is the battle of a lifetime. And it's only gonna be won, and you're only gonna win this fight and this battle through the daily choices you make. It's in the moments when you silence the voice of doubt, when you get back up after falling, when you push forward, even though no one is cheering you on. Those moments matter. Those silent moments, they shape you. They prepare you for everything you are destined to become. There will always be distractions, challenges, and reasons to give up. But there will also be opportunities to rise, to learn, to grow, and to step closer to the future you desire. So the question is, not whether the fight is hard, it's whether you are willing to give it everything you've got, all that's in you. And that answer must be yes, because your future is worth it. Your future is worth fighting for. Your dreams are worth it. Your life is worth it. Fully lived, fully expressed, fully owned. Everything that you do is worth it. So it's time to get up. It's time to rise up out of disappointment, shame, fear. It's time to stop beating yourself up and walk forward with courage. Stand tall with conviction. Keep swinging with faith. And never forget, you already have what it takes to win. The champion is already within you. The fight for your future is not someday. It's right now. And the victory belongs to those who refuse to quit, those who refuse to give up, those who are looking ahead for a brighter day, and those who believe in all that they hope for and are willing to do the work to fight for their future. The question is that you? Are you ready to fight for your future? The time is now, right now, today, to declare that you are going to win this battle. You are going to choose to show up daily in your actions, in your habits, and your routines to put yourself one step closer to the future that you desire. Are you ready? The fight is now. The fight is now to fight against distractions, challenges, and reasons to give up. The time is now to step forward, to rise, to learn, to grow. Are you ready? The fight for your future is a lifelong commitment. It's a fight for your peace, your joy, your purpose, and most importantly, your potential. It's a fight that only you can win. But the good news is that you have everything you need to do it. The power to win is already within you. You just have to choose to fight. Thank you, beautiful souls, for joining me on this powerful conversation on Real, Raw, Relevant. Go forth, stay in the fight, and build the future you deserve. I'll see you next time on Real, Raw, Relevant Podcast.